Commuters in the greater Springfield, Massachusetts area may see a mobile billboard promoting suicide prevention. The Mental Health Association of Springfield and the Massachusetts Coalition for Suicide Prevention announced the initiative. September is recognized annually as Suicide Prevention Month. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Kim Lee, Vice President for Resource Development at the Mental Health Association.
Throughout the entire month, we have actually partnered up with an organization called Standout Truck. And throughout the month of September, throughout Hampden County, from Springfield to Southwick and from Chicopee to Longmeadow, the entire month and first week of October, messaging will be delivered during morning and evening commutes as well as on weekends, utilizing the Standout Truck medium, which is a large boxed truck with three sides of electronic billboards, which allows us to present our message to the community about the importance of talking about how you're feeling emotionally in an attempt to further prevent suicides.
So what will that what will those electronic messages on that vehicle say?
Sure. So we have messaging that encourages people to start talking. We have messaging that encourages individuals to start a conversation, messaging that lets people know that they can be heard, that we hear them, that conversations can save lives. One of the electronic billboards reads, you know, "Let's talk it out." And these messages direct individuals to the 844 MHA Well telephone number, which is the number to our Best Life Outpatient Behavioral Health Clinic.
And that's a 24-hour resource that people can contact. Give us that number again.
If people are in a crisis situation and feel that they need immediate help, they should call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is 1-800-273-8255. However, if there are individuals who are not in a critical space, but yet are feeling that they would like to feel better emotionally, they can absolutely reach out to MHA, which is 844-MHA-WELL.
And are there warning signs that people should watch for, either in perhaps their own feelings, their own behavior, or that of a friend or family member?
Absolutely. It's very important to be aware in terms of how we are feeling emotionally. You know, there is emotional distress that occurs because of situations which can be long-term. But then there's certainly long-term distress and emotional mental health that is not how we would want to be feeling or how we typically feel. And when we ask each other, "How are you?" or "How are we feeling?" we really need to listen to the people in our lives. When we ask them how they're feeling, we should want that to elicit a response that gets them to begin to talk about how they are feeling emotionally. Sadly, there is still such a stigma surrounding mental health that people are not always comfortable talking about it. We have no concerns talking about how we feel physically, and we need to get to a point where we feel just as comfortable talking about our emotional wellness as we do our physical health.
Has the pandemic and the economic repercussions, has that resulted in more suicide?
I don't know about suicide specifically as a result of COVID, but what I can absolutely say is that the COVID pandemic has certainly created a lot of stress for us all. Fear and anxiety about the disease, the lack of certainty about the future can be truly overwhelming, and it can cause very strong emotions in adults as well as children.